Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, selamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 16 kuMpandula 2024 nguThabo Kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
By the operation of the law, or if you want, by the operation of the constitution of the party.
Umnumzana Sengezo Chabangu ozithi ngunobhala jikelele webandla le-CCC uthi kaxotshanga umkhokheli waleli bandla umnumzana Walshman Ncube njengalokhu okubikwa ngabanye amaphephandaba.
Uhulumeni lo weZANU-PF siyabazi ukubana bayingozi okungalani, especially uma sokusiya kuma-issues okuthi ubani ozathatha over ama-issues e-succession.
Amapholisa labamele ibutho le-Air Force of Zimbabwe bathule zwi ngendizamtshina ewileyo izolo obekumele ithwale umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhla ukhuthaze uZulu ukuthi etshiyane lokubandlululana ngemihlobo ukuze kwakhiwe ilizwe ngabantu benyandanye. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umnumzana Sengezo Chabangu ozithi ngunobhala jikelele webandla le-CCC uthi kaxotshanga umkhokheli waleli bandla umnumzana Walshman Ncube njengalokho okubikwa ngezinye intatheli izindaba kodwa wathola isekelo esivela eseluleko esivela kumagqwetha esokuthi umsebenzi sokufanele uphele kubo bonke abangena kulandela umhlangano we-Congress ka-2019 yaleli bandla. Okuningi ngalolu daba sikuzweni kungxoxo usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 ayiqhube lesikhulumeli sikamnumzana Chabangu umnumzana Khalipan Phugeni.
Izikhundla zeziphezulu abatshela mandla ukuqhubeka beklema lezozikhundla nalawo mawofisi abakuwo. So ngesilungu chaza ukuthi ama-positions abo aphelile by the operation of the law, or if you want, by the operation of the constitution of the party. I-legal opinion esuka kubameli bebandla. Abameli bebandla abayibo abasimeleyo kuma-cases a-over 60 wonke layo lokhu esiwawina njalo nje enkantolo. Abathe bona i-constitution yenu ithi lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. Aso mnumzana uThabangu interim esisebenzileyo i-operation of the constitution. Ngike ngafunda msakazi ngicabanga incwadi yabo ma uyikhangele kahle incwadi yabo wehle uyefika ku-last paragraph. Inkinga-ke leyo ngoba phela abatsho lokuthi basayikha ngaphi kwi-constitution likwathini kwathini. Kanti i-legal opinion ibuye isound ikhotha ama-clauses ukuthi close bani inje close bani inje.
Ngezinye indlela osokumelelwe kathesi kuyini ukuthi kwenziwe selibachasisele yini ukuthi hayi kufuneka nje ukuthi baye ku-Congress.
Engikwaziyo ukuthi ubaba uprofessor yebo uhlalile ama-meetings lobaba uThabangu bayikhangela le-legal opinion. Sesisibonele se-statement esiphulileyo i-legal opinion esayicubungula ubaba uThabangu ukuthi abone ukuthi ithe ukuya phambili yini okumele kuyenzakale. Kungekudala nje esazobiza zonke intatheli athi kukhuluma kulokho kuthiwa yi-press conference ukuthi going forward izokwenza kanjani ephendula kuyo le-legal opinion ekuyileyo.
Kodwa umnumzana Ncube lo umnumzana Thabangu bahlale ngemva kokubhalwa kwencwadi le.
I-legal opinion ibiye ngo-order. Sibeke bahlala ngempela ama-meetings amaningi. Ifike mhlaka-12 August le-legal opinion. Nangingaphazami olwesihlanu kake baba le-meeting.
Abanye bengathi kungani kusenzakala kathesi, kungabe kulombango yini wemali leyi e-political parties finance aid ephiwa amabanga?
Hayi, lokho yinto ekuthiwa ngesilungu yi-leap of logic because angazi ukuthi kungenelana njani. Angithi ngiyatsho ukuthi incwadi ifikile nge-12 of August. Yadiscuswa at length le ncwadi. Manje bengifisa mina o SGT ngisho lokho ukuthi befisa ukuthi lawa abaphikisana ne-legal opinion le sokuthi ngabe bayabuya nenyinye i-legal opinion akusizi ukuthi ku-attack-we abameli abasenzele umthengo oncomekayo kangaka. Manje namhlanje ukuthi sesikhuluma ngabo ngendlela embona incwadi leyani ikhuluma ngakhona ngayo ngayabilinama akuhlangene nje nemali angazi ukuthi ngena njani baphi imali.
Lo ngumnumzana Khalipani Phugeni, isikhulumeli sikamnumzana Sengezo Chabangu, esixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Siphinde saxoxa lomnumzana Williasa Matsimure, obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kubandla le-TCCC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Wolfman Ncube, yena othi ngempela bayazi ukuthi kufanele baye ku-Congress njalo balazo zonke ingatsha zebandla ezingaqhuba lomsebenzi. Uthi kodwa kudingeke ukuthi uChabangu kube nguye ophawula lokhu ngoba engakhethwanga ngokusemthethweni ukuba aphathe isikhundla sikanobhala jikelele.
We responded to the fact that there is an assumption that the term of those who were elected in May 2019, that term has expired, and that the ex-president, you know, is the sole leader of the party. Responding to that is because it was in the standard newspaper. As a party, we are aware that we must go for a Congress. But meanwhile, you have got the president in place, you have the standing committee, the standing committee in place, you have got the national executive in place, you also have got the national council in place, and that leadership is firmly in control of the party.
Lo ngumnumzana Williams Matsimura obona ukwethula kwembiko kubandla le-TCCC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Walshman Ncube. Indizamchina yohlobo lwe-helicopter okubikwa bekumele ithwale umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esuka eMashingo esiya eHarare iwile esanda kusuka eMashingo izolo. Umnangagwa ubethakazelela usuku lwakhe lokuzalwa edolobheni leli. Asizweni ngodaba lolunkuntetele izindaba e-Studio 7 u-Ezra Chisasvanda.
Amapolisa eZimbabwe uhulumende lebutho lemwenele Air Force of Zimbabwe abayiba abachallengers amchina ezithwala inkokeli zikahulumende kuhlanganisela uMnangagwa nomselo wakhe umnumzana Constantine Chiwenga bathole zwi ngengozi le. Ucommissioner Paul Nyathi isikhulumeli samapolisa uthe kumele intathe izindaba zikhulume ngodaba lolu nabakubutho lwe Air Force of Zimbabwe abalileyo ukukhuluma ngokwenzakala izolo eMashingo. Indizamchina wileyo yohlobo lakudala njalo iphosa ifale liyawela esigabeni se-Actuals ngomnyaka ka 2021 yabulala abantu aba leyo yayingiyohlobo lwe-Augusta Bell AB412 helicopter. Kunabantu abathi le yingozi makhaza, kube labanye njalo abacabangela ukuba mhlawumbe bekuthiwe omunye wabakhokheli belizwe ngesikhathi ukuxokozela urhulumente lakubandla elibusayo ngemizamo yokuba uMnangagwa eqhubekele phambili embusweni. Kukhanya engani umsekeli wakhe uChiwenga uyakuphikisa lokhu labanye bakhe. Kambe indizamtshina le ibikanikiwe ngendlela yokuthi kumele ibulale omunye wabo. Abakubandla le-ZANU-PF bayakuphika lokhu besithi yingozi nje enzale izolo. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso esebenzisana lebandla le-ZANU-PF Forever Associate of Zimbabwe umnumzana Khure kwatshe Msaka uchasisa ngesehlakalo lesi.
Kulusizi kakhulu ukubana indizamtshina ye-Air Force yaseZimbabwe bayona ngu-AS-332 Kuga ethwala ama-VIP iyehluleke ukusukuma kakuhle yabe isiwa.
Indizamtshina le ivame ukuthwala uMnangagwa kodwa kuthiwe ubengekho phakathi kwayo ngesikhathi isiwa. Lo Chiwenga layo ubengekho kuleyo ndawo. Umsaka uthi wonke umuntu obephakathi kwendizamtshina le kanti malanga.
Akula kulabo esingathi ngumongameli abelizwe kade bephakathi kwendizamtshina leyo.
Jikelele webandla eliphikisayo le-Freedom Alliance umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube uthi ukwale ndizamtshina kubethusile.
Sikubona kuyinto ehlasimulisa umzimba esingathi kuyisehlakalo esibi esethusayo. Kodwa-ke khona lokhu-ke kuyatshengisa ukuthi khona ukufa komnotho welizwe yikho kwenza ukuthi uthole izimota zivulala abantu amafuramachina esiwa ebulala abantu ngoba ungathola ukuthi iyabe ivele ingalungisekanga kahle.
Ohlaziye zombusazi ezimele umnumzana Fortune Mlalazi uthi kungaba lesandla semfene kusehlakalo lesi.
Uhulumende lo weZANU-PF siyabazi ukubana bayingozi okunganani, especially uma sokusiya kuma-issues okuthi ubani ozathatha over ama-issues e-succession.
O Kukanti mnunzana Rejoice Mgwenya ingwetu ekubungula zono to kuhlanganiso ye Common Market for Liberal Solutions. Uti ndizamchina le iziwele.
Iqiniso yikuthi indizamchina njenge mota kumbe ipasi. Iyavelelwa la ingozi.
Akwaziwa ukuthi mnangagwa uhambe ngani aralesiwe masingo izolo. Njalo mbiko wesehlakalo lesi akwakhitshwa lugatha lwe-Civil Aviation of Zimbabwe ekhandela lezi ndiza mthina mzonke. Ngiyimane 67 igama lamuyenza Jesus Banda.
Unkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa uthi abesifazane yibo abathwele nzima kakhulu emakhaya kulandela isomiso esidalwe isikhudumezi se-El Nino esibangele ukuba kube lendlala enkulu lokusilela kwamanzi eZimbabwe. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Ngombiko wethu lo ngiphatha intambo ezemvelo unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni emhlanganweni we-Gender Forum eGwanda. Unkosikazi Mnangagwa uthi iningi labomama lithwele amagabha abuzayo njalo kuyadinga ukuthi kuphunywe la maqhinga azaphathisa abesifazane ngalesi sikhathi sokuguquka komumo omkhathi. Unkosikazi Mnangagwa uthe omama lamantombazana bazifaka engozini yokudlengulwa lapho bephandela imoli zabo kulandela isomiso esesidale indlala kanye lokusilela kwamanzi. Ngakho-ke uthi kudingeka amaqhinga azalisana lokuguquka komumo omkhathi.
Women are traditionally responsible for resourcing food, water, fuel, wood.
Esintwini kungumlando wabesifazane ukudinga ukudla, ukukha amanzi kanye lokuthiza inkuni. Ngalokho impilo yabo igxile kwezemvelo ukuze bazinakekele lemuli zabo. Esigabeni ezihlaselwe yisomiso, omama namantombazana sebehamba imango emide bedinga amanzi okubafaka engozini yokudlwengulwa.
Lamazwi agcizelelwe ngumgcini sihlalo wekomishini yobulili eZimbabwe Gender Commission unkosikazi Margaret Mukahanana Sangarwe othi indlala ekhona isidala ukuhlupheka kwabesifazane ngokuphindwe kabili.
The devastating impact of the climate change, environmental degradation, and sustainable development practices threaten to undermine the progress we've made towards gender equality over the years.
Isomiso sikhona kanye lokugudeka komhlabathi kulakho ukuphazamisa imizamo esiyenziwe eminyakeni edluleyo ekulinganisa amathuba besilisa labesifazane.
Unkosikazi Lathiso Dlamini, umabhalane omkhulu esabelweni seMatabeleland South, uthi isomiso sikhona silakho ukutshaya imuli eziningi zingabayanga ngoba le nkomo sezisifa.
Eyethu province, ingani lomnyama wokoma umnyaka yonke noma kwezinye indawo kulezi. Tina kona busi doctor says drought in Matabeleland South. What more under this El Nino induced drought?
Uzulongene lomhlangano uthi kuyadinga ukuthi uhulumende avuselele amadamu njalo gebhe izigojo ngobuningi ukuze abantu bengahlupheki ngesikhathi sendlala. Kulaba nenjalo abangene lomhlangano abalembono efanayo. Omunye wabo ngumsekeli kasodolobho weGwanda unkosikazi Sithabiso Mpofu othi izakhamizi emaphandleni zisengozini ngoba sezinatha lenyamazana.
Indlovu ziyabuya zona khaphonapho and noma bengabe siyakukha amanzi zidenda ufoyinde usiyahlangana lendlovu akunzima.
Unkosikazi Sethekele Chabangu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso emele amalungelo abomama lamantombazana e-Women Development Association of Zimbabwe Waters, uthi iningi labomama lithole nzima emakhaya.
Abomama sibathola belengcindezi kakhulu ngoba uthole omama abaningi yibo abaphethe imizi, abobaba basekho, kunzima ukuthi kufaka ukudla etafuleni ukuthi abantwana badle, kunzima ukuthi abantwana baye esikoleni ngoba ayikho indlela abomama abangathola ngayo imali ngoba lezi nkata ade bezivulile manje azila into eziyilethayo ngoba akula manzi, izilimo zonke zifile, izifuyo ziyafa.
Ingxoxo yalonyaka ye-National Gender Forum iqhutshwe phansi kwesihloko esithi Gender, Environment and Climate Change, Building Resilience and Sustainable Development through Gender Equality, njalo ingene ezingathi ezijeneyo zikahulumende lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Ngiyemele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngiseGwanda, ngu-Albert Ncube.
Sike sizwe ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. umnumzana James David Vance umsekeli kamongameli Donald Trump uqhubekela phambili esithi abokuza abadabuka kwele Haiti abahlala esabelweni seOhio badla omangwele ezinja. UVance utshele abezindaba be-CNN ukuba utshelwe ngabanye bakhe abakubandla le-Republican Party esabelweni lesukuba kuliqiniso lokhu. Kodwa usibalukhulu wesabelo seOhio abaphathi bamadolobho labanye bayakuphika lokhu. Udaba lolu lwethulwe ngabezindaba abe-Reuters labe-Associated Press. Abaphathi ntambo bejele enkulu eMaiduguri prison bathi kulezibotshwa ezifika phose amakhulu amathathu 281 ezibaleke endaweni le ngesikhathi zihlengwa engozini yamanzi ezulu lesikhukhula. Kule damu elikhulu eladabuka ngeviki ephelileyo kulandela ukuna kwezulu lesikhukhula elabulala abantu abangamachumi amathathu. Abantu abafika isigidi basuswa emizini yabo kulandela isehlakalo lesi. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe elisiza siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington DC. Amapolisa ensitha awe FBI athi kulomuntu ozame ukubulala owake waba ngumongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump esenkundleni yakhe yegalufu eWest Palm Beach eFlorida. UTrump ubonge abezomvikela abeSecret Service lamapolisa kulandela ukusinda kwakhe. Isahlakalo lesi siza ngemva kokuba uTrump edutshulwe endlebeni kunyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo ekhankasela ukhetho ePennsylvania. Abavikela uTrump ukubikwa bebone umuntu obethole umbhobho ecatshile esixukwini eduzela lapho uTrump abedlalela khona igalufu. Bahle baqala ukudubula kodwa uRyan Roth wabaleka wasebotshwa ngamapolisa ngemva kwesikhatshana. Amapolisa athi ubaleke watshiya umbhobho ohlobo le-AK-47 ikhamera lezikhwama ezimbili. Umongameli Joe Biden usole udlakela lolu wabangela ukuthi uTrump akalimalanga. Umsekeli wakhe okhangelele ukuncintisana lo Trump kukhetho ngolwezi unkosikazi Kamala Harris uthe isihlakalo lesi siyadanisa njalo udlakela alwamukeleki eMelika. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa lolandela ezombusazwe leMelika umnumzana Masimba Kuchera.
Indaba eyabantu abahlala lembhobho khonangale eAmerica kumele kube lenguquko kumithetho. Bona njengani ukukhanya njengani kulula kakhulu ukuthi abantu behambe lembhobho njalo uba uTrump ingaba indaba yokuthi abantu bakwanisa ukuthi bahambe lembhobho mahlayana khonangale. Kodwa kulabanye abasebebuza ukuthi ungani yena ubaba uTrump angabe nguye yedwa abamzamayo, ayisiyo ndlela na eyokuthi abantu bamzwela usizi. Engxenye abanye sebecabanga ukuthi indlela zakhe ezokuthi abantu bamzwela usizi njengoba khona ngale usedliwa kuma-polls khathesi.
Lokhu ukulakho ukuba lo mthelela ongakanani kukhetho?
Akufuna ukuthi uzaletha tshintsho bani. Mina ngenyanga ephelileyo njalo bake bazama ukumdubula uba kumbe inyanga ezimbili ezadlula kodwa akusange kwatshintsha lutho. Abantu sebekwazi ukuthi bafuna ukuvotela bani njalo angiboni ukuthi ukudutshulwa kwakhe kumbe ukuzama ukudutshulwa kwakhe kuzaba lotshintsho olukhulu kakhulu.
Isehlakalo lesi libona sengathi singaguqula imibono kamnumzana Trump ngodaba lwemibhobho na?
Akula nguquko ezaba khona ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ama-companies athengisa imibhobho vale influence enkulu kakhulu kuma-Republicans njalo banika imali eziningi kakhulu kuma-campaigns ama-Republicans. Ukuthi angiboni ukuguqula imiqondo kababa uTrump ngendaba le eyokuthi sebeke bazama ukumdubula ngabili.
Mnumzana Masimba Kuchira isizalwane seleZimbabwe esilandela ezombusazo elemelika obexoxa leStudio 7 esePilitane. Kwezempila kahle. Ingcwethi kwezempila kahle zithi kumele abesifazane abangena esikhathini okwesikhathi eside bedinge uncedo masinyane ngoba lokhu kulakho ukuba isibonelo semikhuhlane etshiyeneyo, kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Usikhwica Mfundo Solwayo Ngwenya osebenza eMpilo Hospital koBulawayo uthi ukopha kwabesifazane okwesikhathi eside kungabe kuveza imikhuhlane enjengemvukuzane leminye ehlasela isibeletho. Ngwenya okhulume leStudio 7 ezimele uthi kuqakathekile ukuba abesifazane ababhekane lesimo lesi bedinge uncedo kubodokotela.
Uyasinye isikhathi kathola ukuthi omama bahambe enyangeni okwesikhathi eside. Kona kumele bangamama behambe amalanga amabili kusiya fika esikhombisa. Ungabona sebedlula lapho kuyabe ungasahambe lani lo lempilo kahle. Abanye njalo bangena kokuphela enyangeni. Kumele umuntu angene kanye ngenyanga, angene kanye ngenyanga. Uthola abanye sebengena kabili kathathu ngenyanga. Lokhu hayi kasikho osikukhangeleyo empilweni kahle yabo mama.
Ungwenya uthi minengi imikhuhlane ehambelana lesimo lesi.
Omama bengabe bezinto okuthiwa ngama-cervical polyp, inyama eziyabe zilenga emlomeni wesibeletho, kuzohlanganisa izinto ezinjengabo imvukuzane yomlomo wesibeletho okuthiwa i-cancer ye-cervix. Kuzobuya njalo ama-fibroid abhahileyo atholakala nxa umuntu esehluleka ukuthi asithwale kumbe selesikhathi eside wagcina ukuzithwala ubhahile ebantwini abansundu ukuthi bebe lama-fibroid. Kumele asuke ayibona ahlolwe ayenzwe ukuthi akhangele izinto ezinjengabo-pap smear kucingwa imvukuzane ukukhangele lezinto ezinjengama-polyps athunyelwe kumbe kuboscan akhangelwa nxa elama-fibroid lama-cyst njalo akuma-ovaries. Yikho lokho engathi kubangela ukuthi omama bengawophi kuhle. Njalo kumele ukuthi bayelatshwe sibili nxa kokuthi bawopha kakhulu. Abanye bawopha baze baphele igazi bedlulele, impilo zabo zidlule emhlabeni ngenxa yokuthi bafika bengasela gazi. Yikho bengaze bawuthatha njengento encane, babuye bazohlolwa. Xa kufunakala ama-operation bayatshelwa ngomongikazi labodokotela ukuthi kumele kwenziweni.
Unkosazana Nompilo Nyoni ohlala koBulawayo uthi ulesimo lesi.
Ngilakho ukopha okwesikhathi njalo sengake ngahlolwa kwathiwa ngilama-fibroids, ngilinde ukuyahlinzwa.
Unkosikazi Beauty Nkiwane oleminyaka yokuzalwa engama-60 laye uthi kuyamkhathaza lokhu.
Uhlupho lololeni lalo olukhulunywa ngudokotela yilalo la, ngiyadinga ukwelatshwa ngudokotela.
Akwaziwa ukuba kulabesifazane abaningi kanganani eZimbabwe ababhekane lokopha okuthatha isikhathi eside. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla ukhuthaze uZulu ukuthi etshiyane lokubandlululana ngemihlobo ukuze kwakhiwe ilizwe abantu benyandanye. Amazwi kaMnangagwa aza ngemva kwesehlakalo sokutshaywa kwezakhamizi zenkayi ngamapholisa ayezethisa icala lokutshontsha. Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha amela abantu laba eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ithi amapholisa abhaxabula abantu laba ebahlabelisa ingoma zesishona, njalo owayesehluleka uhlabela kuhle ngokungazi ulimi lolu wayevuthuzwa ngokuphindiweyo. Isehlakalo lesi sisole kakhulu ngabantu abanenyi. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxele gqwetha umnumzana Pardon Tafumane waqala ngokumbuza ukuthi uthini ngalesi sehlakalo.
Lapho vele uhlubona ukuthi laba kakusobe upholisa lobo, sekuyizigebenga la. Umpholisa sibili ohambe wayenza itraining esipholiseni wabakwazi umsebenzi wesipholiseni angiboni mina ukuthi angayenza into enjalo. Labo akusasa ibupholisa lobo, ibukhuluva lobo ngkomo. Ngabantu nje abayenza i-abuse yama-citizens. Nxa kuliqiniso, indaba ezinjengalezi ziyasibisela emuva, zisikhumbuze o-1982-88 sisiya laphana. Sihlupheka ngendaba ezake zahlupha eMathebeleland. Into ezinjalo azimelanga ziyenzakale. Nxa amapholisa njengalawa nxa ukuthi bakwenzile, amapholisa, uMinister of Home Affairs, needs to take very drastic measures against these raw police officers. They are fanning tribal hatred and also trying to divide communities.
Ungathini ngamazwi kaMnankagwa awukuthi abantu kumele bachiyane lokubandlululana ngemihlobo?
That's the kind of example we want from the top. That's the language we want to hear from the top. Because if the leaders of the country are able to address the issue of tribalism and condemn it from the top, it gives a very clear signal and it also reinforces ukuthi leadership of the country is against tribalism. And konoko kuyanceda even lalaba abaphansi, those law enforcers, amapolisa, all state institutions, ukuthi bebekwazi ukuthi khona from the top, tribalism should be shunned. Tribalism, we should do away with it. Into ezenzakale enkayilezana are completely out of tune with what the head of state or government is saying.
Mnumzana Patton Tafumane Iligqwetha ubexoxa ecingweni loLuntungameli Nkomo West Studio 7. Soke isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli be Studio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Awu Studio 7. Umdluli lapho eJorojo abantu sithwele nzima Studio 7 ngendlala. Ayidlala man, idlala abantu bathwele nzima Studio 7 ngendlala. Ayidlala, dlala zodwa Studio 7.
Studio 7, ngibingelele wonke umuntu olalele Studio 7. Ukukhalaza kwami anginakho Studio 7 nabalaleli. Athi laba abantu besishonele abangamaphoyisa abahlukumeza abantu enkayi, le nto abayenzayo bayinikezwe ngubani? Nguye uMnankagwa obatshelayo ukuthi abahlukumeza abantu enkayi, bahlabelise abantu ingoma zempi, uma ungazishona bakushaye. Hayi uMnankagwa, hayi labantu bakho uMnankagwa, ngasokuzafika ekugcineni manje.
Studio 7, linjani lababukeli? Sengicala idlulise lo mlayezo lo liwusespethi kuMnankagwa lo, limtshele ukuthi hhayi sikhathele amadamakhe lawa nini bewumuntu okhuthwe ngebhomu nini i-poison nini manje sokuyilokhuzeni sokuyi-helicopter yekwathini nini bekuthiwa i-Victoria Falls kuthe emagcekeni endiza kuthiwa amabhomu eqamba amanga, sikhathele ngamangakhe lawo? Kelimtshele nje ukuthi hayi sikhathele ngamangakhe lawo. Umkhe besi-ekuthela amadrama la sibadala amasingazo, wadala amasingazo uke kusitshela amanga izenza ngathi yena unamandla yasurvive.
Studio 7, ngabe linjani lonke laphana? Namhlanje bengicela ukuthi ngibingebasakazi. Silibuze ngempilo nje ukuthi ngabe linjani lapho likhona. Kathi amabhethidi enu abuya nini? Thina bekazeli sisazi namhlanje ubani uyabhethideyo Studio 7. Lathi sithumele phela amarekhodi ukuthi sithi happy birthday fulani phela. Athi liyasisakazela phela, liyasixoxela izindaba ngapha. Asomfihlo. Mbingele lo Ntungameli Nkomo, oGift Dube, oTaboka Ncube, osithandekile Mhlanga, osisi wami, oBrenda Moyo kathi sowaya ngaphi shwabantu, uChris Jericho sowaya ngaphi shwabantu. Asakwazi ukuthi ngazi ukuthi ngacina nini ukubezwa bekhuluma. Hhayi ngithi ngabe liyaphila lonke labo plus edisklemaya khona ngapha. Hhayi thina siyaphila lapha.
Studio 7, sanibonani badidiyeli bangakwethi abasinike izindaba sashisa ezimnandi kanjalo nsuku zonke. Sithi ke siphawule phela ngoba sesinamalanga singaphawuli. Thina uMisi Mathebelele okhulumayo sizama ukukhuluma lapha abantu bakithi sizama ukutshela abantu ukuthi hayi akungabi lo muntu wakomthwakazi noma ngithi mathebele north the south ne midwest abazophatheka entweni kamunu mutapa ayikho le nto ephekwe ngumnangagwa yokuthi waqala ngaphi ngaphi wathinthini niyakhumbula ukuthi umnangagwa ube wathina naye yoyisobo sikamzilikazi even one
lingakhohlwa liyalandela uhlelo live talk okanamhlanje siligqiba lapha uhlelo lanamhlanje olivalelisayo mutapa kancube
uhlelo lwezindaba zezimbabwe
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.